You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're making February Love Month. Today, we're going to talk about the ultimate love, which is self-love. You probably think you know what that means, but stay tuned because I'll bet you haven't heard this from our perspective before. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, I'm going to go meditate later. Isn't that like doing self-love? Isn't that what you mean? You know, and what do you mean by the ultimate love?
Well, I'm going to answer those questions. But first, I want to tell the audience that tomorrow is our anniversary. Normally, most people would say, we would talk about all the different reasons why she's such an amazing wife and partner for me. But that would take the whole show, and it's boring. It's a whole long list. You know, it's boring.
Oh, yeah.
But the truth is that when I'm with you, that energy that we have together, that we've been developing, is my happy place.
Oh, me too.
And me too. It's the place I always want to be.
Yeah.
I always want, you know, people say, well, how can you work together? Well, I love working with my wife. Yes, you know, so
exactly.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
to you.
Happy anniversary to you. By the way, I wasn't expecting that. So let's get back to the question. And there's two questions.
Self-love
right.
is not about doing things.
Oh, okay.
You know, getting a massage, you know, meditating.
Okay.
It's because it has to do with your essence and the ultimate love. And let me go there for a minute. Okay. The ultimate love, you don't need to do anything for it. Your essence, if it wasn't covered up with negative energy.
There you go. Okay.
Your essence loves, you would love yourself naturally. It would be instinctive. It would be natural.
Right.
If it were not for that negative energy. So we don't, we say you don't have to do anything
right
for self-love, but as you get rid of that negative energy.
Yeah. Uncover it instead of being programmed by it. And we're going to even talk about the programming a little bit more. I know we do it all the time, but the programming, there's some real clarity in this, what you're going to say today.
And because we're intuitive and we look at people's essence, when we work with them, look at their essence. And if you could see what we see, a person's essence is like a history museum with many different levels.
It's amazing, actually.
And there's a lot of depth and dimension to that. It is amazing. But you don't have to, the hard part is getting rid of that negative energy.
Well, and you know, I just realized when you were talking about, you know, it's your essence museum. I realized that when I look at some people's essence museum, meaning that's their story, that's their lives and so forth. I see that so many doors are closed and the sign says, do not enter.
Exactly.
You know, and that makes me go, oh, I wonder what's there.
And as we help people in that pathway to uncover they say, oh, I never knew this about myself. I'm completely, you know, it never occurred to me.
Exactly. And you know what? Our essence, it has an incredible, like amazing depth and dimension to it. It's so awesome. And I can say this with knowing, because I've done it. I'm working on it. I'm still doing it. This is a lifetime thing. This is not do it, you know, for 5 minutes and then you're done. No. Remember, we didn't get the negative energies covering our essence even in overnight. One lifetime, yeah. And definitely not overnight.
Yes. Definitely. Well, and it has to do with how we're designed.
Yes.
You know, right. The ecosystem approach is about healing and changing the negative energy in your past.
Yes.
And
yes. Well, but wait a minute. A lot of people say, I don't want to have anything to do with my past. It doesn't affect me today. And the answer to that one is?
No, it does.
It does.
Everything. Exactly. We see that everything that you're struggling with, and that's why people come to us.
Right.
They're saying, I don't know why I'm sick. I don't know why I have this disease. I don't know why I can't get along with my spouse. I don't know why I don't have more money. I don't know why, you know,
I hate my kids. Or,
yes, it goes on and on and on.
Exactly, exactly.
Or I have these behaviors that people find obnoxious and I can't control it.
Exactly.
You know, that's all negative energy.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, the trauma in your past, if it didn't have the emotional connection, would be learning.
And in other words, if we didn't have that trauma, we would actually remember those learnings
right.
as well.
Right.
Yes. And one of the things that the ecosystem approach does is it uncovers that and helps us not only remember in a very positive way, but it helps us learn even better.
Yes.
I have to tell you, everyone, it's phenomenal. You want to give yourself a great Valentine gift or for the love month, a gift for love month. This is it.
Well, and we started with this because it's the ultimate love, which is self-love.
Yes.
And it's not something that you give to yourself. It's not something that you do. It's not something that you pat yourself on the back five times and then
say,
you have
way
it.
To go.
You
know, yes, exactly.
You know, it's as you uncover this, there's nothing else that you can say, but, oh yeah, I love that.
Right.
You know, we see this all the time. People love to hear about themselves.
Oh, they do.
Whether they read the astrology or personality
types. Yeah, the horoscopes. Yeah,
they love those things because there's something instinctive about, oh, that's me.
Yeah. And somebody's talking about me.
You know, in a halfway positive way.
Exactly.
That's me.
Yeah.
But you don't need someone else to tell you what you have. If you remove that negative energy, you just know.
And it feels solid inside. Amazing. There's a power in it. And it's like amazing. You know, the ecosystem approach is about healing and changing the negative energy in your past and, well, of course, your essence. You know, if all the bad things and feelings in your past were neutralized, then, you think you wouldn't be affected by them, but you would be affected by them in a positive way.
So, and this is a hard concept to understand, but what happens if, for example, you got drunk and you got behind the wheel and you killed someone?
Okay.
You know, how can you get back from that? And here's the truth of the matter that we see.
Yes.
And forgive me if there's someone who's been a victim of some kind of
horrific tragedy
like that. We're sorry. I mean, it touches our heart. But if this applies to you too, we can clear that shame because what we see
and the
incredible pain that is there.
Exactly.
That can be neutralized and then it becomes learning, but that's almost trite for someone who's lost someone to something horrific like that. That's hard to accept.
It is. It is.
What we know as intuitive is that we all have everlasting life. We all have.
Yes, we do.
Our souls don't die when we physically die and we just go on to another lifetime. And we see that process of going on to another lifetime.
Right.
And if you see it from that perspective,
it
is all learning.
Right.
And that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. We don't come here to be perfect and never make a mistake.
Well, thank God, because I'm not.
Well, and there's no learning in that.
No.
No learning at the level of your essence, of your soul.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
Exactly. You know, and so I know this is really hard to get your head around, but this idea that if you could take the shame and the guilt and the fear and the pain out of trauma, it would be learning.
And what
we see, unfortunately, though, is that there isn't learning. What's happening is the traumas are getting worse, and the things that we're doing to each other are worse and worse. And it's we're not getting rid of that negative energy.
And so it's one of the reasons that using the ecosystem approach, starting with yourself, is one of the most amazing things you can do.
Yes.
Because you can see behavior like you were just talking about is not in the best interest of not only you, but everyone around you.
Yes.
It's amazing. So, Jason, what is the key points of this segment?
The ultimate love always starts with self. Mm-hmm. Loving others comes from self-love.
Right.
Self-love is not about actions, but is an energy from your essence and is a path, not a destination.
And I want to add, it's an authentic energy.
Yes.
Yes.
And self-love is a natural byproduct of going inward and removing and healing negative energy.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach helps you to understand your ecosystem so you can understand the bigger ecosystems of not only yourself, but everyone around you and the world around you.
Exactly. I was going to say family and then the world, things yes. like that. Family and friends, yes. So in the next segment, we're going to reveal the greatest adventure you could ever have and describe the path towards self-love. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stiegel, committed to guiding your journey through the world through mindfulness and personal care. These ladies are rebellious, real, funny, and powerful, helping you realize your full potential while navigating the twists and turns life always brings us. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to reveal the greatest adventure you could ever have and describe the path towards self-love. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay. Jason, I have never heard, well, until you, but I have never heard self-love defined as a term of an adventure. I mean, you know, explain.
So many people think of an adventure as like physical risk, something that takes physical courage, like skydiving or climbing Everest or some sort of mountain, really, really difficult. You know, these extreme sports and activities that are life-threatening.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
And a lot of people do that because they need to, they say that it's because it makes them feel alive.
Yeah.
But the reason they don't feel alive is because of this, they haven't done the ultimate adventure,
right,
which is going inward,
right,
for self-love, for the ultimate love.
Yes.
And so I'm going to, it's a warning, Army story.
Hold on, everybody, and try not to go to sleep.
So when I was in the Army, I was an instructor in SEER school, which was for survival, evasion, resistance, and escape.
Okay.
So this taught some of the, you know, the Green Beret and the Rangers and the you know, Special Forces,
right,
Delta Force, that sort of thing, people what to do if they were
captured. Yeah.
And how to deal with it. So I was what they call an instructor. And so we had this compound that looked like, you know, some sort of prison camp. We couldn't wear anything, rings, watches, none of that, you know, everything. We had these special uniforms and we had special shoes. So they got into the illusion of what happened.
Okay.
So we would bring the guys in. And
after they'd been so-called captured.
Okay. And they had these really thin, like pajama-like coverings. And we would start asking questions. The guys who were the toughest, you know, the John Wayne types, they would say, I'm not telling you anything, you know.
Meaning that was the spit.
And so then we would take them outside and we'd throw them up against the, I didn't do it, but they had two other guys that were doing that. They had hit him up against this wall that was, it was a tin. So it echoed
like,
through the whole.
Almost like sheet metal.
Yeah, like you could. Yeah. You know, like it sounded like for the whole camp that you're beating them. And then you'd put them down and make them in the push-up position and you'd pour cold water on them. And it was that night, 50, 60 degrees. That was cold. And it was people, you know, I thought,
miserable.
Oh my God.
Miserable, you know, to me.
When I was asking him these questions, I think, answer me so we don't have to throw you out there. You know, I was too nice of a guy to really be
no offense.
But what I learned, and here's the takeaway.
Okay, all right.
These guys that have physical courage.
Yes.
When it comes to going inward and facing who you are and seeing who you are.
Mm.
A lot of those people, the physical courage is not the same.
And it's not only not the same, it's nothing compared to the courage going inward.
It requires a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the adventure is always satisfying afterwards. Adventure is never satisfying in the moment. It's never, you say, oh, this is fun adventure. Yeah, you say, oh, this isn't fun at all.
Yeah, I would use another word for it. But anyway, yes. Well, and you know what, Jason, traditional therapy makes you face your past and your traumas and talk about them. But you and I both know that doesn't change the energy.
And it can be kind of mean. And I'll tell you why.
Well, because it hurts.
Well, maybe ineffective is a better word.
Okay.
So what we do is, you know, if there's a past, you know, sexual abuse, some sort of horrific situation or trauma in your past.
Sure.
We clear the trauma. Clear the fear of it. We clear the trauma of it, the pain, the hurt, the anger, the resistance to going there.
Yeah.
And then if they go there, great. If they don't, we just clear some more.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's very natural and organic to the way we're designed, because that's how you get to those places. That's part of the adventure. That's the pathway.
Yeah.
You go down the path, you clear your way. And if you get resistance, you don't have to push yourself through. and hurt yourself. And because if you push yourself through, just like in the Army,
right,
a lot of times, a lot of those people, they had a psychologist on staff 24/7, because these guys, you push them and they did the pushups and they were being,
yes, but emotionally stressed. they snapped. Oh, not all of them.
Not
of
all
course,
of them, but some of them did. It was pretty horrific. So,
yeah. Okay.
So, what we see is that because we're not dealing with these traumas on the inside that cover up our essence.
Yes.
We're rotting from the inside out.
Well, you have a little story about that.
No, that's your story. But what I was going to talk about is that when people rot from the inside out, you see it as people age. We're seeing it all around us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People that are our age, they're dying.
Yes.
They're getting diseases.
Right.
They're starting to break down. They're looking old.
Yes.
They're getting mean.
Oh.
They're getting angry.
And they do a lot of drinking. And in this day and age, more drugs than I would have even thought. By the way, even prescription drugs that I would have thought to.
Yeah. We're not talking about hardcore druggie. We're talking about every activity around here that's for retirees,
yeah,
has a lot of alcohol.
A lot of alcohol.
You know, and there's a reason for that.
To it. Yeah.
Even the conspiracy theories, the cults, the anger that we have at each other, and even that pandemic comes from this negative energy that's building up and rotting us from the inside out.
Well, and usually, and this has been my experience, if we get mad about something today that isn't that big of a deal, but we get really, really mad or take it personally, I guarantee you that comes from negative energy that needs to be That's already there, and it needs to be cleared.
You think, why did I get angry about that?
Exactly, exactly. So ridiculous.
We talk about trauma, and a couple of shows ago, we did a thing about time travel. And one of the things that we've been doing lately is with Patricia. And I think that story that you told me just touched me. I can't get it out of my mind. And I want you to share that with the audience, because I think it talks about how that hurt can stay with you for a long, long time.
For a long, long time.
And then we'll talk about what happens when you start to get rid of it. But
well, I'm going to actually start with that. If it hadn't been for the ecosystem approach, I would have never been able to even talk about this, and especially on camera and over the airways.
Because it was so shameful and hurt so bad.
So with that said, I went to school in the same town, and there was a girl in my class, and I was invited to her birthday party 3 years in a row. The first 2 years, and it was a great party. It was always fun. And I was 6'7", maybe 8 or 5'6". Right around there. And the first two times I went to the party, when my mother dropped me off, she said, call me and I'll come and get you. And so, and walk up to the corner, because that's where she wanted to pick me up. Okay, I'll do that. So I called my mother. This was the first party. She said, I'll be right there. She didn't show up. And so I had to go back into the house and ask if I could use their phone again. They were very nice about it. The second year, almost identically, the same exact thing happened. My mother forgot me. By the way, I was treated as if I was the Cinderella, and
in my family,
and I did not get treated with a lot of respect.
This is part of a pattern that you didn't matter, and
exactly. And so, so when I got out of the car on the third time, the third year in a row, I said to my mom, "Please don't forget me." And she said, "I promise I won't." And because I wanted to believe her, I did. So I went to the party. It was done. I called my mother and she said, meet me up on top. And I said, okay. So I was thinking, I'm not going to use the bathroom. I'll wait. My mother will be here. She promised me she would be here, and I'm going to believe her. I walked up to the corner, and I lived in a very hilly town. And so I, that was all great and everything. And I waited and waited and waited. Well, I was too ashamed. I needed to use the bathroom, because I was too ashamed to go back and ask to use the telephone, because I was afraid of how that would make my mother look, that she forgot me.
And it was also a form of shame that says, there must be something wrong with me because my mom keeps forgetting me.
All the time.
I must not be very important.
Exactly. Well, the worst part is this. I decided I was going to walk home. And by the way, it was more than a mile And so I started walking home. And of course, I said earlier, I had to use the bathroom. Well, I ended up wetting my pants. And when I came to the bottom of the hill, my mother comes roaring down the street. She rolls down the window and she said, "Where have you been? I have been looking everywhere for you. What have you been doing?" And I said, "I went to the birthday party." And then she spotted that I had wet my pants. She said, "Well, everybody in the house is going to see what you've done. And you know better than that." And she went on and on and on. And by the way, I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller in my mind. I wanted to die because there were people in the house. And we always had people all over. There were people in the house that I had to walk from the front door to the bathroom, and they would see what I had done. I was unbelievably humiliated.
Instead of being sympathetic, she turned it on and made it your fault.
She made it my fault.
You know, and dark energy is like that.
Yes.
And so when it's traumatizing and it's hurtful.
Yes. And it sticks with you.
It sticks with you.
Yes.
And we think it's our fault, and that trauma, that's why we don't want to go the path to ultimate love.
Exactly. Because it's
so awful.
And why should we trust anyone if it means ultimate love?
So,
well, you know,
so
those things.
Here's the most important point.
Okay.
If this story touches you, mm-hmm. and you think, "Oh, that's, I can relate to that. I know about that. I need to get rid of that for myself." This is the perfect time to committing to doing the ecosystem approach.
I agree. So Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
Nothing is more difficult than going inward for self-love. Clearing the trauma of the past stops the rot from the inside and is the ultimate adventure. Mm-hmm. And self-love is natural for the essence that is not covered with negative energy and trauma.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to go inward and how to work with all the things that you encounter.
Okay. So then in the next segment, we're going to talk about what you're likely to find during this inward adventure. Okay. Most people struggle to take this journey and give up. Will you? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the new year. During this time of need, I've been called to offer my life coaching services for free. That's right, free, no strings attached. Ram Dass said it best, we're all walking each other home. I'd like to support your walk with my coaching skills. To start the process, hit me up at miles2gocoaching.com. And under Book Online, select Is Coaching Right for Me? After that, we'll schedule time to meet and map out whatever you want to work on. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, you can catch me on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. See you soon.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what you're really likely to find during this inward adventure. Most people struggle to take this journey and give up. Will you? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, going inward, it sounds really scary. I mean, we haven't explained, first off, that it can be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, and you, oh, I know people ask the question, do I really want to go inward? Why is it so important?
Well, and, you know, adventure is never fun while you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's instinctive and natural to go inward and heal and uncover your essence. It's right. It's instinctive, okay?
Right.
That's what we like to hear about ourselves. We like right. to hear profiles, things like that.
Right.
The natural resistance is not from you. It's from the negative energy. Oh. It's not from your essence. It's from the negative energy.
That's, excuse me. On you, around you, and in you.
If we could wave the magic wand and there was no negative energy, mm-hmm. You would love to be, to kind of revel in who you are and what you are in
because,
the dimension. And
well,
the,
with programming, we're not allowed to do that.
Exactly.
We're allowed to, you know, we're allowed to buy makeup and put it on.
Well, the point is that we cover up who we are.
That's what's going to be
and,
my point.
And we go forward.
Thank you.
And we just, we focus only on the objective.
Exactly.
We don't focus on our essence or how we need to get there. And that's the problem. So yeah. Programming teaches you to ignore the past and just do it.
Yeah.
Just you know, forget yeah. about your feelings that you have about whatever. Just do it.
Right. Right.
And
right.
So I just wanted to kind of go through some of the things that you might encounter. As you go down that path towards self-knowledge,
okay.
self-love. But one of the things that almost everybody learns is how they lie to themselves.
Oh, it's so big.
And we lie to ourselves because the pain of that negative energy, not because the pain of our essence.
Well, and then also add programming on top of that, because then you see, you know, the commercials are telling you you're ugly and you need makeup. I'm talking about women mostly, but you know, you need makeup. But then you realize they're lying to you too, because the makeup didn't do you any good.
Well, exactly. And if you didn't have any negative energy on your essence, you wouldn't be concerned about makeup, but you'd be concerned about going there and,
exactly.
and just expressing yourself in the world.
Exactly.
You know, you find that there's some behavior that's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that just jumps to mind for some reason is the need to control. You know, the need to control.
I'm sure he's not talking about me.
Being angry, the need to control.
Just
certain things that other people may find offensive, to be the center of the tension, to withdraw and to be the wallflower.
Exactly.
To not speak up for yourself.
Right.
To speak up for yourself all the time. You know, all those things, you get more clarity about it, and you can remove them if you need to.
Okay.
They come from programming. Your life comes into focus. You know,
I love that part.
There's a clarity. You may know that you had some type of abuse in childhood.
Sure.
But then you start to see the motives of the people around you, and you start to see the players in that that sort of drama that played out in your life.
Exactly.
With much more clarity than you do that you could otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly.
You start to see things that others don't.
Yeah.
And that's really an amazing thing. And deep-seated beliefs may change.
Yeah.
About who's who, what's what, you know, which way is up. It's because as you remove that negative energy, your perspective changes.
Well, and there's a thing that comes along with your essence, which I hadn't realized it. There's a truth, a knowing of what is true when you start uncovering that negative
yes.
energy. And it makes you go, oh, I was told this, but it's this way. It's not.
Yes.
It's, you know, and one of the things that happens is when you're uncovering, you don't just see things from like a front view. You get to walk around, do what I call a 360 walkabout for yourself. That is just unbelievable because, you know, I know we have mirrors and all those things, but we don't often see ourselves from behind. We don't often even see ourselves from the side to the way or the way other people see us.
With programming, introspection is unnecessary.
Exactly.
Just go forward. So
when, exactly.
you know, people that have been really successful at programming themselves,
yes.
they become successful in the world, maybe with money. As they break down, as they get older, they can hide it better. Or they put a lot of makeup on,
yeah.
you know, so to speak.
And it would be really nice if people would turn around and look at the wake of damage and negative energy that they've put there just because they've been programmed that it's okay.
Most people that have some sort of superficial success,
yes.
they can create a sort of a PR campaign for themselves
yes.
about who they are. And people around them that have interacted with them may not have had the same opinion.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth?
And that's the introspection. So how does that help? How does that help help with self-love?
Okay.
You know, what we're saying is that take away the delusions, illusions, mm-hmm. and see yourself as you really are.
Yes.
And even though it's hard, that's the bad stuff is usually almost always negative energy. It's not who you are authentically.
Right, right, right.
You know, and the benefits from healing from the inside out create a strong, solid wisdom and a connection to joy and love. That's the ultimate love. You just kind of have this, I got this.
Knowing.
I know who I am.
I not only know who I am, but I know what I'm capable of. And meaning that I can be creative or choose not to be. I can create things for myself that matter and help me go forward.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
You know, most people, and here's the thing that we want to say. Most people stop because there's something that they can't or won't or are unwilling to face.
That's true.
And it's a negative energy, mm-hmm. and we've seen it in this process.
Mm.
And so when we call this an adventure, when we say this takes a lot of courage,
right.
when we say it's hard. And by the way, if you're a marketing person out there and you're listening to this, you're saying, these guys are nuts. You know, why would you tell everybody how hard this is? You know, and the clearing is so easy on one hand,
right.
but this process
right.
isn't easy.
Exactly.
And we want to try and manage people's expectations.
Exactly. But I have to tell you, in my 21 years, there has never been anything. I didn't complete everything all at once. Let me say it that way. And like I marked it off on a box, but the bottom line is that I didn't give up. I knew that on the other side of whatever that trauma, drama, and negative energy was, I would find peace of mind, happiness, and the ability to feel the power and love for myself.
So, you know, we've had people who've quit because they didn't want to confront their own anger.
Right.
We've had people who literally have died.
Exactly.
Because they wouldn't confront their own anger or yeah. their own hurt or trauma.
Yeah.
And we understand it. But the way you deal with it is just keep clearing.
Yeah.
You don't have to push yourself. You don't yeah. have to jump off a cliff. You
right.
just keep clearing.
Right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Going inward and healing your essence is natural and instinctive. Going inward and facing your trauma is so difficult, some would rather die than go inward.
Mm.
The benefits of going inward is clarity, freedom, confidence, courage, infinite potential and many, many other things. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to go inward to have the ultimate love.
Mm-hmm. So, Jason, let's teach everyone how to do the clearing. For those of you who don't know how to do this, we're going to teach you how to do that. And but for those of you who do, follow along. It's a good practice.
Here we go. So all you can sit any posture you want. You can sit, stand, lay down, stand on your head. And as when we say to eliminate, gather those things up in your body, in your mind's eye, blow them into the processor. I know the producer is putting the image of the processor up on the screen.
Yes, thank you, Olivia.
You know, it's a processor. We call it a processor because it goes in the top, it gets processed, and comes out neutral.
You're talking about negative energy goes in the top and gets processed.
And we ask you to take just a gentle breath. You don't have to make a big breath.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be. Exactly. Yes. And then we move on to the next whatever we're going to be clearing. It's fairly simple. But then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it, and we're going to have it come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our body to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around, and we're going to ask that energy quietly, of course, to help us remove more negative energy, because all of us have so much negative energy in us. And then we'll move on to the next, pulling in very, very much positive energy. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start clearing the path to the ultimate love and any fear going on in the journey. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. in this segment, we're going to start doing the clearing to the path to the ultimate love. And we're also going to clear any fear of going on that journey. So, Jason, you ready?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can go inward and remove the bad energy so I can know that that going inward is the path to self-love.
Good one. Take a breath. And put it in that processor. There you go. And if you can't see the processor, think of a garbage can or find a garbage can and throw that stuff in there. So, and to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the path to self-love is the ultimate adventure. And by the way, I happen to know that it is. Take a breath. Don't forget that.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness from my past, which is difficult for me to face.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath. Go into that processor.
And to eliminate my fear of the hurt and shame and embarrassment of the past that I don't want to see or that I don't want to face. Nice and easy. Take a breath. And blow all that negative energy, embarrassment, hurt, shame into that processor. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see programming stops self-love and makes me dull and oblivious.
Wait, huh? Nice and easy. Take a breath. Get rid of that negative energy. And by the way, nobody wants to be dull and oblivious. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the inward path can be the most difficult I ever face, but also give me some of the greatest joy. Take a breath. And into that processor.
And to eliminate the false belief that the only way I can survive is to stop going inward. No, keep clearing.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that when it gets hard, I can clear my way through any resistance. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fear, terror, and panic, when I face my difficult issues, I can always keep clearing.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can expect to feel solid and alive and confident from that inward journey. Oh, and not to mention power. Power in a way that you wouldn't have any idea about.
You've never felt before.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I'm becoming the best of who I am for the ultimate love.
And that would be that love of yourself so you can love others.
Yes.
Take a breath, everyone. Jason, are we ready for life force? Okay, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Nice and easy. Pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's stopping you from using life force energy. Nice and easy. And blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can clear my way through resistance and fear of seeing my past.
Okay. Nice and easy. Pull in positive energy. Remember, it's collecting that negative energy. Now you're going to blow out all the negative energy left over. And to activate life force so I can hope to love myself after confronting my traumas and by going inward. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to pursue this adventure for as long as it takes.
Yes. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have joy and laughter and love and fun and creativity, objectivity. power and have the ability to see with a 360 view everything that I need. That's a 360? Yeah, 360 view for everything that I need. So I can be objective. Nice and easy. Pull it in. That's love. And then blow out any negative energy. You know, it's like cleaning up the dust. Throw it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about the love of leaders. Hmm. And, you know, is it healthy or is it toxic? And I know that a lot of people,
I see now.
You know, we love our leaders. Some of us love our leaders. Some of us hate our leaders.
Yes.
Sometimes it's our boss. We hate them or love them.
Or let's see, in my case, sometimes it could be who? My mother.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It could be the people in your community, the people on your block, the people on the PTA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's what I know about this part of this. You know, when it turns dark or toxic is because of programming. Oh. When we accept the idea that we need to be programmed to do something,
right,
then we look to leaders who program us. And that can be really dark and toxic. And we're going to introduce a leadership idea that's kind of based on evolved consciousness that comes from the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
From applying the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
This leadership style is especially appropriate for women.
Oh, okay. I'll be honest with you, everyone. I have no idea what he's talking about, but I have that feeling I'm going to find out.
So here we go. So, you know, if we've touched you today, if we've, you know, this ultimate love, it's something in deep inside you just kind of speaks to you and says, oh, I want some of that. Mm. I need some of that. That's what's missing in my life.
Yeah.
You know, this path, we're going to help you down this path.
I love
it. And we've made it easy for you.
Yes.
So all you have to do, listen to our show every week. You know, Patricia will tell you about when it is. Watch the video, listen to the audio. It doesn't really matter, whichever you like. And then go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. And that you get the weekly newsletter that includes clearing.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to our show every week, do the clearings at the end. When we send you the newsletter, do the clearings that, and then keep doing it because clearing is cumulative.
Exactly.
The more you do, the better it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you'll see with our different shows how to apply the ecosystem approach to different energy aspects of your life.
Well, but the one thing that I do know is that if I'm clearing about being angry at my neighbor or angry at my mother, one of the things that I know is it really helps me with my anger connected to all the angers that I have. And I know I'm not alone in this one.
Yes.
And it's huge. We didn't know that was going to be that way, but that's what we've seen.
That's what
we've experienced.
The longer we've done this process, the more satisfying it is. And the more satisfying it is, we're going to be doing it for the rest of our life.
Absolutely.
It's not like we're done.
Yes.
You know, it's a path and we're going to keep going. And it's more amazing the more we do it. And when we do it together, it makes a big difference. And frankly, you know, there's something about, this is love month, but do clearing with a buddy.
Yes.
You know, when you find someone else to clear with, there's something that bonds you as a result of that doing that together.
And
so listen together, clear together, get the newsletter and clear those things together. It can be really amazing.
And I'm going to plug the clearings on the newsletter as well. One of my clients I've had for a really, really long time. And when we started doing the radio show, it took her about a week to figure out that it was here. And she takes the clearings every week from the newsletter and she puts them on her phone. Yeah. And when she's going through difficulties with kids and work and pandemic and all those things, one of the things that she has found is that she pulls that out and she says, she can hear my voice, even though it's what she's watching or looking at is not audio. She said, it is the most amazing thing because she just calms right down.
So go to our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Our Facebook address is theecosystemapproach.org. And you can see the videos there.
Yes,
please like us while you're there. Mm-hmm. Follow us. And if you have a suggestion or whatever, you can leave it there.
Yeah, suggestion for a show.
You can
question.
send us an email for a show topic.
Yeah,
at hello@theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. And we just want to invite you to be part of this journey with
us. And invite friends and family to do the same. It's quite amazing when you get joined and have a group. So yes, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.